mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
It may not be sexy, but it's good for you. Another positive study on fiber. When I talk to patients about evidence-based medicine, and they'll say to me, well, you know, that natural stuff, we really don't know if that works or whatever. And I'm like, let's look at the piles of research on different natural products and drugs. Pile of research on beta blockers, pile of research on antibiotics. Oh, what's that big, long, giant 10-foot stack of pile of peer-reviewed research in the corner? Oh, fiber. Oh, yeah, fiber. It's not sexy, but look at all the research on it. And that's why, a daily thing for me and for all my patients is some form of fiber, whether it's in a green powder or a green drink or it's food-based or whatever. It is. When you look at evidence-based medicine, the most evidence, it's not sexy, but it works.
Okay, so all right, we're talking about, Dr. Decker was talking about high fiber diets and all of the research, and when we're talking about evidence-based medicine, and those things can get kind of crazy, those words like evidence-based. Hey, what does that really mean? And I got to tell you, for me, the evidence sometimes in my practice is, I don't care if there was a research study done, my patients and the way that I practice and the approach sometimes, people start feeling better, and that's really good evidence. But we are talking about evidence when it comes to fiber. This is a particular. Now, I'm going to talk about a study that compared mice. Now, yes, it was in mice, but we can gain information from animal studies like this. And what happened is they were fed. They compared mice that were fed with inositol hexaphosphate, that's IP6, which is a major component of high fiber diet, to control mice that were not, okay? They weren't fed this high fiber component, the IP6, the inositol hexaphosphate. The study used MRIs to monitor the progression of prostate cancer in these models. Feeding them with IP6 kept the prostate tumors from making the new blood vessels they needed to supply themselves with energy, okay? So it's quite true. For the most part, it happens. When you start to build new tissue, there's something called angiogenesis. That's angio, that means vessels, right? And genesis, new. Even when you're building new tissue like cancer, your body says, oops, I got to get some blood supply there, right? And what happens is you start feeding that cancer. It's kind of crazy, but that is what happens. And for the most part, this is a study that shows that high fiber diets almost had somewhat of an anti-angiogenesis quality to them. It could absolutely halt the progression of prostate cancer. So I think that is absolutely amazing. And when you think about fiber, and I get on this quite a bit because there's, I think, in my opinion, two trending areas right now when it comes to nutrition. I know a lot of people that are hopping on, with all due respect, the vegan. I just had a patient say, hey, should I go vegan? You know, should I go vegan? That was her biggest question to me. And also there's the paleo folks, right? So let's just talk about this, though, because for me, whatever people choose, and this was a conversation I had very frankly with her. If you go vegan, for the most part, I care less about what it is that you aren't eating. And guess what? I care very, very much about what you are eating. Meaning, can you show me that just not eating animal products means that you're eating healthy? Are you eating foods that are full of fiber and color? Because what we really want in that, when we're nourishing ourselves that way, that's where we get those phytonutrients, the colors, the nutrients from a high-fiber diet like IP6, okay? If we're not eating any fiber at all, it's because we're taking animal products out. Some of my vegans are my worst. They are my absolute worst eaters, okay? They can find almost anything that's quote-unquote vegan, but boy, I got to tell you, for the most part, it is not healthy. Same thing with folks that are eating paleo. So the key is, can we choose to eat a certain way, but also make sure that we're eating a lot of whole foods, and an increase in fiber. So you think about whole grains, okay? Now, we've been talking a lot about the trend to go gluten-free. Now, there's a reason for that. You talk about studies. The studies absolutely are piling up and being indexed as far as how the wheat that's currently used in our country, the certain genetically modified dwarf wheat, pretty much as far as risk-benefit ratio, the risk just far outweigh any benefits that we
get. Dr. Holly, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I've been fading in and out. I've been hearing everything you say, and I want to add a couple things here.
Well, great. It's good to have you back.
Yeah. I've been here the whole time. I would never leave you. This is interesting about cutting off the blood supply, and it's interesting about how the fiber keeps popping up. But also, I do like the fact that we're adding more science to fiber and finding out the IP6 ingredient, specifically in fiber, is one of these active pieces that works. But along with that IP6, we are finding out how it works. And in natural medicine, we've had the luxury of having wonderful benefits for years. But what's even better about all that is that we're getting these exact mechanisms down so we know which patients to use it for. But don't forget about other benefits from fiber. If you're eating fiber and IP6 for this benefit, just taking, like, for example, rice bran itself helps reduce colon cancer. You're going to get an anti-cancer effect across the board on this.
Yes. So the research actually shows that the bioactive components of rice bran in particular, okay, so we're talking about rice bran, they act within and around cancer cells to promote the function of the healthy cells while at the same time inhibiting the function of the cancer cells in the surrounding tissue. We're talking about, once again, natural, and we're talking about evidence-based.
Yeah, we are. And look, a lot of these cereals that advertise high fiber, there's more fiber in the box than that's actually in the cereal. I mean, we are not going to get these from these processed food cereals. We're going to get these things by doing some simple changes every day, like switching over to brown rice at every option. White rice is a synthafood. It is not good for you. I don't care if people in Asia are skinny and they eat a lot of white rice. Areas in Asia that eat a lot of white rice also have a lot of heart disease. The areas that eat the brown rice don't. And that's one thing that I always hear. It's like, well, I can eat the white rice because they're skinny in Asia. No, bad idea. Real bad idea. Switching over to that brown rice and then knowing what kind of cancer for what type of fiber is real specific, like choosing this IP6 when you're potentially looking at treating prostate cancer. It's going to be wonderful to get these specifics out from the research.
Yeah. And I think just when we don't have the specifics in general, I think we can give great tips to the listeners. Make sure no matter how you choose to eat, that your food throughout the day is full of fiber. So whole grains that are not genetically modified, that are organic clean as possible, as well fruits and vegetables, high on the vegetable intake for sure, because that's where you're going to get those phytonutrients, the fiber that, hey, guess what? Absolutely binds to cholesterol, spent cholesterol, and gets it out, and as well absolutely binds to hormones and gets it out. We got to have that fiber.
We do. So we're talking about IP6 and rice bran, recent latest breakthrough research on another benefit of rice bran. It's looking at the IP6 piece in rice bran might beneficially help prostate cancer by cutting off its blood supply, cutting it off at the root. The other thing, just because you're vegan or paleo doesn't mean that you're necessarily getting in a lot of fiber. Let's be real clear here. Dr. Weiss has seen a lot of unhealthy fiber eaters, a lot of unhealthy paleo and vegan people because they ate white pasta all day and they ate white rice and they ate a lot of sugar. So, well, not necessarily for the paleo, but the paleo people can eat too much meat and too much other problems like that. Rice. Looking at IP6 and understanding that 30 to 60 grams of fiber in your diet every day. If you're